Now, before we have our Bible reading, I want to tell you a story. I'm not sure whether this story is true. Actually, I think I rather hope it isn't, because it doesn't really show great behaviour. So I don't think this story is necessarily a recommendation. Don't do what the person in this story did. I don't think you should. Now, this is actually in the time when the IRA was having a bombing campaign in the mainland, and there'd been a bomb in the city of London. You might remember it. So obviously after that, security was greatly heightened. That's what we do, isn't it? Something goes wrong, then we do something after that. So everybody going into work was having their briefcase checked and everything by these security guards. I guess many of these people have been going in to work, you know, every day, and knew the people doing this very well. So I think this might provide this person with something of an excuse, but I still think his behaviour is rather bad. So that, anyway, this one person, they said to him, "Sir, what have you got in your briefcase?" And he says, "Dynamite!" Now, you think they might have arrested him, evacuated the building, and carried out a controlled explosion. But what do you think they actually did? Obviously, they looked in the bag. That's what they would have done in those days, isn't it? Not what we would do now, perhaps. But in those days, obviously, they just opened the bag and had a look. So he opened up his bag. "What have you got in your bag, sir?" "What's it going to be?" "A Bible. Have I told you this story before?" "It was a Bible. What have you got in your bag?" "A Bible. Dynamite." Well, one way of thinking about the explosive power of the Bible. What is it like? It's like dynamite. It's a bit like that story in Narnia, isn't it? I don't know if you know this story where they're discussing the Aslan the lion, and one of the characters says, "Is he safe?" They say, "No, he's not safe, but he is good." The Bible's like dynamite. There's explosive power in the Bible. And we're going to have two parables today which Jesus told, using a different metaphor about the power of the Bible, or God's word, the good news about Jesus, like a seed, something with life-giving power in it. So I think Helen's going to come now and read the words of Jesus to us, speaking about the kingdom of God, the Bible, the good news of the Lord Jesus, as like a seed which has power in it. Thanks, Helen.
He also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces corn. First the stalk, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come." Again, Jesus said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest seed you plant in the ground. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds of the air can perch in its shade." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Helen. Well, I brought some seeds with me today, which kind of appropriately will be too small for you to see, because that's one of the points that Jesus makes, of course. But here they are. These are actually tomato seeds, perhaps slightly old tomato seeds. But nevertheless, even your fine, fresh tomato seeds, very, very small, and kind of dead-looking and rather unpromising. And that's what Jesus says the kingdom of God, the good news about him, can sometimes seem like. Rather small and weak and pathetic and unpromising. We think about Jesus' ministry. When Jesus died, there was just a small band of people following him. Lots of them ran off in terror and hid. Jesus died on a cross, a terrible death reserved for criminals and slaves. It looked like a complete failure, very weak. But Jesus says that the good news about him is like seed. It's actually full of life-giving power. Now, if you're a farmer or a gardener, you might not be completely convinced by what Jesus has to say in this parable. He rather downplays all the effort that goes in with the weeding and the pesticide here, doesn't he? Just talk about some of these things, I guess, in the parable of the sower, which you might know, about how it's important for the seed to find good soil, how various things can go wrong with stones or thorns or birds. So good soil receiving the word of God rightly is important too. But here, Jesus is making a point about the seed, the word itself. The man scatters the seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. And all by itself, the soil produces corn, first the stalk and then the ear, and then the full grain in the ear. Whatever he does, he can put his feet up, do nothing, and all by itself, the seed sprouts. What point is Jesus making? Well, he's saying there's power in the word of God itself, in the good news about Jesus. The Bible, he might have said, is dynamite. And then he goes on to say, well, it's such a small, tiny seed, but it can grow and become the biggest tree in the garden, which the birds of the air can come and nest in. And we've seen something of that already in church history, haven't we? As the good news about Jesus has spread all around the world, many millions and millions of people in all sorts of nations now say that they are followers of the Lord Jesus. And everyone is welcomed in, as Jesus says, the birds of the air can come and perch in its shade. All are invited. If Jesus had been an Englishman, he might have thought of the little saying, from tiny acorns, great oak trees grow. But as he was from the Middle East, he said, from a tiny mustard seed, the largest plant in the garden grows. There's life-giving power in the word of God. God gives the growth. It's an encouragement to us to open the Bible on our own with others and to share this good news of Jesus with others, because there's still life-giving power in the word of God. Let's pray together. Our Father, as we thank you for the harvest, for all the good gifts of creation, we thank you too for the gift of our new creation, for the gift of new life in Jesus, for that miracle which the word of God, the good news about Jesus, has effected in our lives. We pray that as we open the Bible on our own and with others, we might know that life-changing power. And we pray that you would give us confidence to share that good news of Jesus with others and plant that seed which can grow and bear fruit 40, 60, or even 100 times what was sown. Amen.